Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and happy Thursday to everyone. This is Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and I'm Veronica McMillan, your host for tonight. Our co-host Francine Humphrey is not with us tonight. She will be back with us. Of course, she's in the community doing what she does, and so kudos to Francine. Let me tell you a little bit about Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, and then we'll basically get into our show tonight. Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, is basically the brainchild of Francine Humphrey, our co-host. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families, reaching long and short-term goals and assisting them in the areas of business, career, housing, finance, and life skills. The micro nonprofit network is founded, of course, by yours truly. It helps small nonprofits become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, program development for 501c3 organizations. We both, Francine and I both, we offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households, foster a sense of community, involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstration, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise, nutrition. Entrepreneurship is our flagship, relationship building, and adult literacy program. We are dedicated to making a difference in our community. It is really important to Francine and I really to just sort of be a voice for women who are emerging entrepreneurs and who really want to make a difference in their communities or in our communities. It is our mission to create economic independence for all women by providing a voice to those who would otherwise not be heard. ICW was created to encourage all to take charge of their lives and become educated and savvy about all aspects of their lives. So if you want to reach out to Francine, certainly you can connect with her via her email at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can certainly go to the website at issuesconcerningwomen.org. And certainly if you want to reach out to yours truly, Veronica McMillan, at info@micrononprofitnetwork, that's our email. And then you can certainly go to our website at themicrononprofitnetwork.org. We're so excited to have you all to connect with us. Certainly, we want to thank you all every week for listening in to our program, so that we can kind of get our message out and so that we can bring community leaders, emerging entrepreneurs, think tanks, people who are doing things in the community, bring them on air to share their information about what they're doing and about what we're doing. Unfortunately, tonight I come again, and we had another mass shooting at a school, and it just breaks my heart, y'all, that we have to continually let this be a part of our norm these days, and it's terrible for our children to have to deal with this. And again, my heart and prayer go out to the families who are having to deal with this, because this is a new day. I teach at a college, and one of the things that I tell my students all the time is that they're dealing with an evil world. This stuff that's going on now, we didn't even have to think about this when we were kids. And, of course, I'm a dinosaur right now. But, of course, my sons didn't have to think about it. And unfortunately, my grandchildren are having to think about this now. And I'm hoping and praying that we as a community, we as a society can come together and be better at what we're doing. The gun laws, all of this stuff, things have to change, but we also know that the hearts and minds of these individuals also have to change, because laws alone are not going to do it. We have to have people whose minds are not bent around darkness and wanting to hurt and harm innocent individuals. And it's so unfortunate that we have to do that. And I didn't want to come on the show tonight and not say anything about this, because I think we're going to have to sound the alarm more and more, and we're going to have to really do stuff. I think we're really going to have to begin having these conversations and being vigilant and being watchful and paying attention to what is going on and being careful about our babies who are going to school and being exposed to this craziness. And I just didn't want it tonight to go on without speaking to that. So let's lift this school up in prayer. Let's lift the families up in prayer. Let's lift up our children who from daycare all the way through to college, who are dealing with situations that we never thought that we would have to deal with, but we are. And so that's my thoughts tonight about what is going on with this active shooting and all of this stuff and people going in and taking the lives of innocent people. So I wanted to say that. And then I also, on a positive note, I really just want to thank Dr. Angela Hudgens and Miss Ashley Bush and Jeremy Keys from Jack and Jill of Norfolk. They did such an absolute wonderful job last week, and I just want to say kudos to them again. I want to have them back as co-hosts, because these were young people who basically, I just want to shine the light on them because they did such a great job. And I'll be keeping you all posted to when our young hosts will be coming back on the show with us and being able to co-host the show for teens or preteens, and to launch some programs and things that we'll be doing. And with that said, I really want to talk about a program that we're developing and really wanting to help young people who are thinking about going into the medical field for their career. And so our program that we're going to be working on, we're going to launch this in the new year. So we're still developing it. It is not completely developed, but we're going to be developing, and the program is going to be called Doctors and Nurses. It's a mobile healthcare program for 6th to 8th graders. And so, again, we're in its infancy stages. We are really looking at developing that more. We're also going to be looking at one of our young persons that was on the show with us to be a spokesperson for us. She doesn't know that right now, but I'm certainly going to be reaching out to her, because I think that it's going to be important to be able to have the voice of young people in this program as we move forward. So basically, for our doctors and lawyers program, it's really doctors and nurses program. I want to tell you all a little bit about this so that we can start kind of beating the drum about what it is that we're going to be doing. And so certainly I want to announce that here on air that this is the new program of the Micro Nonprofit Network. It is called Doctors and Nurses. It's a mobile healthcare program. It's a 12-week program, and we'll be kind of promoting that throughout the rest of this year, because we want to sort of kind of get a groundswell behind that. And basically what this program is, it is a health career program for middle schoolers. What we're going to do is bring this program in. We have a dentist, we have a nurse, we have a CNA, we have an individual, myself included. We're going to be talking about the funding of school, because that in itself, I don't even think that people are understanding how much debt students are really getting in to fund their education, which means that we as parents, grandparents, uncles, aunties, teachers, we have to help these young people be savvy and smart about what they're doing when it comes to funding their education. We're not spending enough time, and I don't believe. I think we need to start earlier with them and helping them to understand what a FAFSA form looks like. And this is what this program is going to all be all about, helping them do that. And then we have a component called mental health, mindfulness, and meditation. I am just really, really, really concerned about the mental health of our young people now, simply because, just like I said, I came on the air tonight, and we're having to talk about another shooting. It is becoming the norm, and that should not be. That's evil. It's evilness in the land, and we're going to have to do that. Yes, we got to get laws changed, but we also are going to have to get to the minds of individuals and get those individuals' minds changed and families changed. Because who grow? Well, how do you just become a person that wants to kill other people? Where does that hate come from? Where does that vile come from? Nobody can tell me that you did not know that your son or daughter had the propensity or was doing something in the dark, that you didn't know that there weren't some signs that kind of got you where you said, and you let that go. We got to really become responsible regarding what it is that we're doing and how we're doing, and watching as parents, as family members, as teachers, we're going to have to really, really, really be on guard and pay attention to sort of what is going on in the world, because this is an issue. And part of our program that we're going to have is that mental health component, and we're starting early with that. And so I'm going to talk more about that as we go on throughout the year, because the goal is to launch this program in 2020, and we'll be talking more about that. My business partner, Francine Humphrey, is going to be a part of this along with me. As a matter of fact, she's going to do a part of that management and budgeting piece, because kids got to really understand it, and you start early. Whenever that you want someone to do something, you got to expose them to it early so they can catch on to it, so it could be like second nature for them. So we really going to be talking about that over and over again, and we're really going to promote our young emerging leaders to the ones that are in middle school, high school, all the way through college. So stay tuned for that too, as we talk more about basically in the voices of students. This is even dearer to me now than before, because of the fact that I think we're going to have to hear the voices of our children, and that we're going to have to pay attention to what is going on with them. So you're listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I'm Veronica McMillan, your host tonight. If you would like to connect with me, I was almost like going to say Francine's line instead of mine, but if you want to connect with me, certainly you can connect with me via email at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org, or you can go to our website to find out more about the Micro Nonprofit Network at themicrononprofitnetwork.org. And if you need to connect with Francine Humphrey, the founder and president of Issues Concerning Women, certainly you can go to icwdirector@gmail.com, and you can also go to the website of Issues Concerning Women.org to find out more about that, so that you'll know what we are doing in the community to help businesses and nonprofits get started, stay started, and have longevity in whatever it is that their vision, dream that God has given them to help our communities. Because we need everybody, y'all. We need everybody to lock arms, lock hands, and say we're in this together. That we have to understand that there is enough, that all of the stuff that we're doing, this backbiting, this hatred, this throwing shade, this doing crazy stuff, is not necessary when we live in a world where there is abundance, that we serve a God that says that there is abundance and there's enough, that God is limitless and that there is no running out. We have to do that. That's my little spiritual take on everything. But tonight I want to continue to talk about the launching of the program, Doctors and Nurses, a mobile health career program for 6th to 8th graders. So these are our middle schoolers, where we're going to be working on this particular program. We will have a preteen spokesperson. We'll be shooting a video where she will be talking more about that program. We then will put this dog and pony show on the road. If you want to have us to come in right now, that program is going to be a fee-based program, and we'll talk more about those fees and services in a little bit, but I do want to put that out there. What we know is that the healthcare field is going to continue to expand, because boomers like myself and others are getting older. we're having health issues, we're having things that, you know, we're in need of a CNA to come in our homes, we're in need of someone to come in and help take care of our parents. We just need that. And so we know that this is that the elderly population is continually growing, as well as basically that sandwich generation where people are having to take care of their older parents. And so we really got to do something about that. And as a college instructor, one of the things that I know is that our kids are not prepared. It's amazing that a lot of our kids will come from high school into the community college where I teach at, and they're really not prepared. They're clueless when it comes to their career. They don't have enough hands-on experience, and so when they get into the classroom, they're spending their first year or so taking courses that are not necessarily courses that are within their major, or they don't have the experience that they really need for the career that they want to go in. And for a lot of students, basically, I think if we can provide for them hands-on experience in fields where they can really get their hands dirty and find out more about that particular field because it's hands-on, I think they'll be better prepared to go into that. Yes, education is important. Certainly, you got to have some history, some psychology, some sociology, but you also got to have that you know, that pedal to the metal sort of kind of thing where you understand what is going on. So with that said, that's one of the reasons why we wanted to start with our middle school students. We're seeing high school students connect to careers and what have you. They're having internships and all of that stuff. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about an internship development program that we're working on for our nonprofit. Tonight is really about telling you all about what 2020 goals that we have and strategies that we have to impact the community in a different way. And so this doctors and nurses mobile healthcare program is really for that middle school student, those who are in 6th to 8th grade. And we're doing that because we know that the healthcare field is going to continue to grow. We've already seen this year the expansion of Medicaid. We see that there are other things coming down the pike in terms of the healthcare field. But we also got to understand that suicide and depression for teens, it's just off the chart now. We're seeing more and more and more of our young people commit suicide. We're seeing more and more and more of our young people deal with stress and depression. As I said, I am a college instructor, and at least if I have a class of 25 students, I at least have 50% of that class have told me that they've dealt with depression, and probably at least 5% of my students may have attempted suicide or had a suicidal thought. And that's alarming when we see what is going on with our society and our young people. We already know that they're dealing with so many things that we just did not have to deal with when we came up. But our children are dealing with this stuff, and we have to prepare them in the best way that we can. And I believe our program will begin addressing that at an earlier time period in their lives. And so we'll be able to help them in a fun way. Now, this program is very creative because it's hands-on. We're going to have the dentistry piece of it. We're going to have that nurse piece of it where she's coming in, and these are all professionals who are at the top of their game, coming in, doing work with these. We have a CNA coming in because your CNAs are really your workhorses when it comes to your nursing homes and into your hospitals and stuff, because they are really going in there. They're changing bedpans. They're lifting people. I remember years ago that way back in, here I am dating myself as a dinosaur, but we used to call it candy stripers. And I remember going into a hospital setting and basically getting my hands dirty, if you will, because I was interested in nursing when I was a young girl. And but of course I didn't get into that field. I got into teaching and have been in teaching ever since, and also in the counseling field. But there is just a tremendous need for us to be able able to get in there and help. But we know that. And this is one of the reasons why I have a part of our program. It's going to be called Mental Health, Mindfulness, and Meditation. I really, really want them to understand, them being our 6th to 8th graders, to really understand what it means to really quiet yourself down, to turn down the noise in your own head, to turn down the noise from around the environmental noise, and to be able to be in that place where they can calm themselves down without medication having to be the thing that they have to use, because we know that all medication has some sort of side effects, and so we want to be able to even talk about that with them and being able to find out what careers do they want. Specifically, when you talk about the healthcare field, it's so many careers and so many areas that students can go into, and so we want to help them be prepared for this by making sure that they get that hands-on experience. So what we want to do in this is we want to, if you're listening and you're in the Hampton Roads area, we want to conduct 4 focus groups with middle schoolers. So I'm going to all of my teachers out there, that you have a contact that you can connect with me on this. I really would love to sit before some 6th to 8th graders and say, hey, here's our program. What would you want to learn in a program like this? Because I think that we have to really get those students prepared for this particular field. This particular program is really going to be centered around healthcare. Those who are interested in becoming a dentist, those who want to be a nurse, or those who just say, "Hey, I'm going to be a CNA," or I really want to go to school. What does that look like? What does it cost for me to go to from college all the way through to medical school to residency? What does that cost, and what does that look like? What kind of budget do I need to stay within? Don't choose too much financial aid at your early time period. Those are the kinds of things, helping kids to see and understand what a FAFSA application looks like and how you fill that out. And we want them to be familiar with that earlier, because it is important that these kids have this experience. And so what we want to do is, to have those focus groups, to have them to be able to participate so that we can get some buy-in from them. I don't want to just launch this program and not have the voice of students as a part of this particular program. I've even asked some of my college students to be a part of this particular program, not just this, but an internship program that we'll be launching. Again, just kind of keeping our audience, you all, aware of what it is that we're doing for the 2020 year, and being able to have our hands on the pulse, and that we fingers on the pulse, so that we'll be able to be change agents in our community. So this program, as I said, is going to be a 12-week program. Right now, it is $50 per month per child, per student in this, and so it's 12 weeks, and you will pay $50 per month for your child to participate in this program. We're going to do all that we can to get as much information and publicity out there for it, so that people will know about it, so we can sort of kind of get this thing going for our new year, so that if you're interested or have someone that you know that may be interested in finding out more about our program, certainly you can contact me at info@micrononprofitnetwork.org to find out more. And if you want to find out more about Issues Concerning Women, the radio show, or Issues Concerning Women, the organization, certainly you can reach out to Francine Humphrey at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to the website at issuesconcerningwomen.org to find out more. We're certainly going to be doing more and more and more this year in the community. I also want to tell you all about a project that we're working on. It's our Bag Lady Project. We're going to be partnering with a couple of organizations, nonprofit organizations in our community. Our Bag Lady Project is where we're taking, so here's another ask for you all. We're going to be taking gently used purses. We're going to be collecting those. gently used purses, and then we're going to fill those purses up with items that a homeless woman would need. And we're going to, on December, I believe our date is December the 20th, where we're going to present those to the four kids in Norfolk. We're going to go to their office, present that to the women, those purses. And what we thought about is that every woman loves a bag. Every woman loves a really nice purse. And so what we want to do is fill those things, socks, gloves, scarves, bus tickets, lotion, stinging their paws, personal items, jewelry, things that a woman would use, Kleenex, food tickets, gift cards, anything that we could use that anything that a woman would use in her purse. Fill that up. And when that purse is done, when she's kind of, you know, taken all of her items out, her hat, her gloves, or what have you, she'll have a nice purse to use all year long. So the bag is, of course, that purse, and the lady is that homeless woman who's out here, who may be living in a hotel, and just that is her place of residency right now. She's taking care of her children, and she just needs that hand up. It could be a woman that's on the street. She doesn't really have a place. She's going from place to place, shelter to shelter, couch surfing, doing whatever. Or a woman who literally lives on the street. We want to be a blessing to her. We want to fill that bag up with new items, things that she could use, things that can say you're special. And so we're asking if you would love to donate, like to donate, if you could connect with me. You can certainly call me at 757-572-0974 to connect with me so that we can pick up items. You can certainly go to our website at info at Micro Nonprofit Network. You can email me. The best thing is to email me. That way I can get your contact information on how we can get your donation. You certainly can go to our website, and you can give a donation for us to buy those supplies, because from starting today all the way through December, about mid-December, maybe about the 14th of December, we'll stop collecting because the students have to get in there and help me along with some other volunteers to fill those bags for those women. And then we're going to take those purses over and present those to those ladies to let them know that they're in our heart, they're near and dear to us, and that we have not forgotten them. And that with these gently used purses, you got a purse all year long. That's your bag. And so please, 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 if you can be of help to us, we would greatly appreciate it. And then our next project that we're doing, that we're going to launch, is our internship hub. And the internship hub is really where we're going to have interns and nonprofits come together. The interns, basically, it's almost like a Shark Tank. That's the thing that I envisioned was these interns are coming. We have 41 nonprofits that's a part of our network, and then I have a kabillion nonprofit friends who have organizations, who know of other organizations, so we can get students the internships. But what's unique about this is where the two of them come together. And if you ever know anything about internships, students really have to sort of kind of go out and find the internship that they need. And so what I've decided to do, we have the intern development team. We're working now on developing our program so students will know what internship that they're going to get. They're going to know more about the nonprofit or the organization that they're going to work in. They're going to have all the information, because it's almost going to be like speed dating, where everyone will pitch a student will pitch, the nonprofit will pitch, and they will get together and have that opportunity to say, hey, I'm an episodic volunteer, I only need this, that, or I'm long-term and I'm looking for a paid one, or I'm looking for a non-paid internship. We're going to have all of that for them. So we're excited about what is going to go on in 2020. We thank God for 2019. We thank God for you all who listen to us every week via whatever device that you're listening in, and Francine and I certainly appreciate it. We just want to thank you for listening every week, and if you want to connect with Francine Humphrey, you can connect with her at icwdirector@gmail.com or issues concerning women at the website.org or micrononprofitnetwork.org if you want to email me, or www.micrononprofitnetwork.org. It has been a blessing to speak with you all tonight. Make it a great day. Do something good. Support, help pray for our children. Pray for our babies, because we need each other. We got to stop the violence. We got to stop this mass shooting. We got to do what we got to do to help one another. We walk in love, walk in light. We will see you next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Good night, all. Take care. Bye-bye now.